check this shit out.
Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting made for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Today's episode is brought to you by Sea Monkeys.
Oh, shit. This is the cop.
He's Dave Mustaine, he's a cop. Hey, everybody. Happy hump day to you all. It's the TagCast podcast, episode 502, which is the code for DUI. So we're drunk as fuck, and we're going to drive around later. Because I'm waiting for it. Come on, Dave. Don't let me down. Come on, Dave. Well, anyway, this is the TagCast podcast. It's Wednesday, and here it is. Episode 502. I got Gatch across the table from me. Is it what is still Gatch or is it Gatchalapagola guy?
It's.
Or are you that one guy?
Mega Gatch.
Or are you like
Mega Gatch Death. Megachef.
Oh, it's across the table sits my co-host Dutch.
Dutch. Yep.
Dutch. If you were listening Monday, you'll know that a Facebook friend said, "Hey, we're out of the Albumpalooza," and he's like, "How come Dutch ain't out here?"
Yeah.
I was like, "You mean Dutch Savage?"
Yeah.
From Portland Wrestling?
Ah.
I think he passed away a while ago, but...
Yeah.
502.
That's probably why he wasn't there.
Yeah. Whoa, what happened? Oh, he's...
So my favorite quote by Dave Mustaine is...
"Pull over, shithead, this is the cops."
Nope. High Speed Dirt.
What's that?
It's just a song off of Countdown for Extinction.
Oh.
You know?
"Ask me that!" My favorite line is, "Hello, me! It's me again!" That's what killed Dave Mustaine to me.
He's what dead song was that?
Getting Mullets. We're going to do a spoof on that. Because he talked the whole band into going down Getting Mullets. And he's like, "We better change that to something else." What sounds like that? Sweating Bullets. Okay, we'll just do it. "Hello, me. It's me again. Pull over, shithead. This is the cops."
I hate to say it, but that was kind of in my wheelhouse because I was like 15 at the time.
Yeah, if I was 15 at the time, I would have probably loved it as well. But
that and it was the Black album that came out around that time, Guns N' Roses with the Illusions albums.
Yep.
You had, you also had like, was that the MC Hammer, Vanilla Ice kind of... era right there, 91. You obviously had the Nirvana and the Pearl Jam and
the grunge
know, all
thing
that
coming
kind
up
of stuff was kind of blowing up right before that holiday season.
Yeah,
I remember all that stuff going off.
Yeah, and
before that, it was kind of the radio was filled with that CNC Music Factory shit. And
hey, don't talk shit about those guys.
Stuff like that.
That's a TagCast remix. That reminds me of Friday's Drunken Debauchery when we were doing ghost shots and fucking rapping with Cypress Hill. I happened to be listening to that with my wife in the room, and she's like, "What are you guys doing?" I was like, "I have no idea."
Yeah.
Fucking partying. Woo.
Yep.
We all got a 502 on the way home. But yeah, today's episode is brought to you by Sea Monkeys. You can create these real life pets with biocrystals. And the cool thing about it, lifetime guarantee, and they will perform right in your home, a live sea circus show. How, you ask? Everyone will be amazed when your whole tumbling happy troop of pet sea monkeys actually appear to obey your commands.
Mm-hmm.
They actually appear to.
What kind of commands are you?
The 16-page sea monkey manual.
Read a book.
It comes with your order, and it shows you how to hypnotize them. Hypnotize is in quotes, so that you will make them appear to dance to music, follow a beam of light, loop the loop, ride on each other's backs like cowboys at a rodeo, and much more. Best of all, you get both males and females, so when grown, you can breed all the sea monkeys in an incestual orgy that you will never find anywhere else. Oh, wait, that's not what it said, but that's the first part was true.
Yeah.
You breed all sea monkeys you will ever need. That's why they have a lifetime guarantee. And there's
again,
a bunch of...
this was in my wheelhouse because this is 1981.
And this, that's when this comic book's from?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is from a Sad Sack comic.
Yep, Harvey Comics.
May, number 280.
Mm-hmm. You may be familiar with the back one, too, where you can win prizes by selling crap.
Oh, man.
But,
I love that Tyco Night Glow race set.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's some interesting things. Man, back in the ones from the late 60s, they would have giant 5 foot tall Frankenstein vampires you could get for like a dollar.
I know.
I never had the $1.25 when I was 5 years old to order the brine shrimp sea monkeys, but they always like, I was like, those look kind of cool.
You could get a glass bow archery set for only selling 12 boxes.
Yeah.
You can get one of those stretchy things. It's an exercise thing.
Yeah.
And two of the little hand crunchers.
Dude, those are classic from the 80s. Like, I'm going to be strong.
Electronic handheld space invader game.
Hey, that'd be cool.
That'd be worth some money right now, I bet.
Yeah, and it might even still be fun.
Oh, yeah. A launch rocket kit. Electric launch rocket.
Yeah.
A GE solid-state TV.
Wow.
80 boxes. What are you selling here? What are we selling?
You're selling
cards.
Christmas cards.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You're selling greeting cards.
Cards. Greeting cards. You fucking send a card to someone to greet them? Hi, how are you today? Here's a card.
Not even during Christmas. You know, you ever get any of those random family members like sending Christmas cards? Like, sometimes I won't hear from, you know, and then I'll
You just turned up on their family list, so they sent you a card.
Yeah.
And then you feel obligated to send them a card.
Yeah, or you're like, man, I haven't seen them in so long, you know? Yeah, what am I doing?
What am I even doing?
Yeah, what am I doing? I don't send those people cards. They're just up in Washington.
Yeah, at least they can smoke weed legally.
They could.
But they
I
don't.
I wonder about my uncle.
I wonder about my uncle.
While he is Jamaican.
Too. You know, I don't think I have a living, true living uncle right now.
Really?
I think both my mom's brothers passed away, and I don't have any way to get a hold of them. Unless I did one of those family search things, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I always had an uncle. I guess I got an uncle by marriage that's divorced, but still consider him my uncle, but he's not my blood uncle.
Yeah.
Blood uncle. I wonder if that's a band.
I haven't seen a lot of my uncles in a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe I should start
saying
uncle.
Send him a card that says uncle.
Yep.
I said, what did that mean? You remember all the times you told me, say uncle?
Yep.
Do you ever have your brother do that? You don't have a brother. My brother used to make me say uncle.
I had some cousins that would fucking, yeah.
Your cousins would make you say uncle?
Headlock.
Now,
you know,
knees on the shoulders and the smacking on the sternum. Now, why wouldn't they say brother?
Yeah.
Or say cousin? Say, dickhead, get off me.
See, I had uncles that would give me Indian burns, too.
Were they? Well, obviously, they were Indians
they were.
As well. Okay,
they were.
Well, that's bullshit right there.
That is.
That's racist child abuse to the little...
I have an uncle, dude, one time when he was a youngster, he was back-talking. You know. Back then, you didn't back-talk.
Fuck nope.
You know what he got?
Different
than fork in the hand.
That's what?
A fork in the hand.
A fork
whack.
I guess a fork in the hand's better than a knife in the head.
That is true. Yeah. That's how you assure you never get back talking.
Just, yeah.
A fork in the hand at the dinner table. Yep.
Ah! What's funny?
Now, by the, you know, I mean, these were stories told when families are drinking and, you know, talking about their childhood and you're just a little kid running around.
Right.
You know, in the party atmosphere and, you know, with all the cousins and everything. And
it makes you wonder if it's true.
Yeah, or, you know, I mean, I imagine, you know, it might have happened, but who knows if it was like blood or if he just, you know, just
forked him real quick.
Just kind of, hey, like that. Or, you know, I mean, maybe it was. I mean, because, you know, I mean, I don't know.
I shot my brother in the hand with a Daisy BB gun from about me to you.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Not on, but it wasn't really on purpose. I wasn't. Oh, yeah. Like that one episode we were talking about, a BB gun safer indoors, too. Just set up a box with a bunch of newspapers in it. Fire away.
15 feet is all you need.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw him there shooting into the chimney, which seems like a safer route, right?
I guess.
Like if you filled it with something. You know,
as long as you had to cut down on the ricochet factor.
It is. But you got to be kind of marksman, you know, to hit the blanket behind you. But, I might get all crazy right here because I got a story for you.
Oh shit! You should save it for my new podcast that hasn't happened yet. No, I'm sure you got more than one crazy story.
This is a story about a guy who took his son over to a friend's house.
Okay.
And within minutes, the son, about 4 years old, wandering around, playing around. Walks into the front room with his father and goes, "What's this, Dad?" Boom! Shoots him dead.
Whoa.
Now, this happened just the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Guy took his kid over there, and the other person, I don't know if they weren't expecting him, but just had a loaded gun laying around. And blows my mind that people can be so irresponsible with just something like... First of all, I was always taught, like, you know, you don't need one in the chamber.
No, not unless you're, like, downtown Oakland and you've got a gang member on your tail or something, you
yeah,
know?
And then you put one in the chamber.
Yeah, we just got into this discussion out at a friend's house because they're gun activists. They have guns and
sure.
They also have kids, a pair of twins that are almost four and then a 8-year-old, I think, and they are very safe conscious. Guns are always locked up if they're not on their person. I mean...
Certainly.
I just think, did the people who owned the house
kids? The thing was that they didn't, the thing that I read was that it was unknown whether he was expecting them to arrive with a kid. But still, I mean, I think he was charged with negligence.
The gun owner. Yeah. Yeah, for
sure. You know, which is, teaches another valuable lesson, man. I mean, especially in the daytime, you don't need that probably, like, hanging around where a kid can grab it.
Not with one in the chamber.
Not with one in the chamber.
But you got those hardcore NRA-type gun activists that are like, gun ain't going to do you no good if it ain't cocked and loaded. I got to have one in the chamber or else what am I going to go? Have to go chick, you know? And a lot of people, you can't reason with them. You can't say... Dude, really? Do you really? Are you really?
Well, to that I really, say,
really?
Do you, if
really?
You're going to do that, do you really?
Really
need it on your bedstand, right?
Really?
Or why, you could just as easily have it under your pants, like on the top shelf in the closet.
I think it's
as accessible.
If you're going to have a loaded gun in your house with one in the chamber, you should have it on your person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On a holster. The friend I was talking about, he's a packer. He's a Green Bay Packer.
Mm-hmm.
He'll pack his gun around, you know, and he'll pack it in sometimes in public, and people will say, this is the funniest thing, almost like, when can I watch your podcast? They say, do you got a concealed weapons permit for that? He's like, does that fucking look concealed to you, you idiot? No, it's not concealed, and yes, I have a permit for it, and I have a right to wear it and bear it.
But does he have an unconcealed permit?
a weapons permit, that's what it is. It's you don't have to put unconcealed because it's just you got to get a permit for your gun.
Yeah, if you want to conceal it.
No, you have to have a permit for your gun, period. Now, if you want to conceal it, you have to get a concealed weapons permit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a regular permit that's just a permit to have a, you have to have your gun registered and a gun permit.
As long as you're like holding it out and you,
or you have
everybody.
It on your seat in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't have it in the small, you can't have your nine in the small of your back.
Yeah.
You know, covered up or I don't know if a shoulder holster can, that's concealed.
If it's under a jacket, I would imagine.
Yeah, for sure. But if you just have a side holster like the fucking Wild West days and you just got your gun out, which I've seen people like, in Walmart and different places. Now, I know that there are some places like Home Depot, for example, that don't. If you are a packer and you want to have your gun on your hip, you're not allowed to come into Home Depot.
Yeah.
Which is understandable. They said it makes a lot of their customers uncomfortable.
I believe it, too.
Because
You
really have to be, like, if you're shopping and looking at stuff, what's stopping like some crazed lunatic to come up and just take it off from behind, sneak up behind, you know, who knows?
Well, contractors, you know, it's a competitive business.
Dude, they're right? Cutthroat. Wait,
and so
they're shoot head.
You would have to bump up the security quite a bit in a store if you're going to allow guns.
Yeah, for right? sure. For sure.
But
that would even bring in more guns.
Yeah.
But, you know, they always call businesses cutthroat. Why don't they ever call them, like, shoot head? He's a real shoot head businessman.
Yeah, it is.
He'll shoot you right in the head.
Yeah.
He might cut your throat later, but it won't be, it'll be secondary. It won't even matter. It's a real shoot head businessman.
Yeah.
Shoot.
The real nose chopper.
Because there's a song by Sepultura called Cut Throat. They could change it to Shoot Head.
Mm-hmm. That's a band name, Shoot Head.
What does that even mean? Oh, it means I'm going to shoot you in the head.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut your throat.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Speaking of guns and stuff blowing up, so you heard the story of the blowout and stuff on the way to that gig a few weeks ago in my van. Well, the tire that didn't blow out that was damaged, it had Fix-A-Flat in it, and it had a piece of the rubber off of it, and there was some steel belt sticking out. Well, I hadn't got a chance to have the other tire I bought put on there, hadn't been driving the van because I had a fucked up spare. So I just left it in the back of my car, my van, excuse me. And then it got really hot, like 85 degrees. And, like, we were gone at my parents' house, and we came back. Dana went in the house, but I went to the car wash, and when she went in, the boys told her a story, the boys being our sons. Mm-hmm. They said, Mom, there was an explosion outside, or else somebody threw a rock at the window or at the side of the house, or it sounded like somebody punched the side of the house. They were in the living room. My van was in the driveway, like, over towards the car wash by the garage, and so she didn't think about it. Because the kids are crazy sometimes. They're like, yeah, we looked out the window, and it was like a gunshot. But then we looked out the window, there was nothing anywhere. It was so weird.
Mm-hmm.
So she failed to tell me the story because it was not a big deal. Next day, I get my tire out of the garage because I'm going to go over to the shop and get my tire fixed. And I open up the van, and my tire is completely blown out, like splayed out. It looks like someone shot it with a gun while I was driving. And there's like the little puddle of milky white Fix-A-Flat fluid there. Just it didn't spray, it didn't hurt anything, but the tire exploded in the back of my van.
Wow, there's too much pressure inside,
and the weakness of the piece being gone and the steel belt sticking out, and I guess maybe the Fix-A-Flat probably expands.
Mm-hmm. It probably pushes the air out to the max.
Yeah,
you know, and so it heats up, and then it probably, you know, plop.
And they said that it was sounded like a fucking shotgun.
Yeah, I've had a lighter blow up from heat in my car the same way, just from the sunroof. And it was around noon, and it was a hot day when I was sleeping in graveyard shift. And
I heard
something, but pop. I lived, you know, down by the river on the outside of town.
In a van?
It wasn't in a van, but it was close. And so I thought nothing of it, you know, because, I mean, it wasn't affecting me. But then the next day I went in, my lighter was in, like, three pieces thrown all over the car. And
like, there was a lighter vandal in here. Did it take you a second to go, what the fuck?
Yeah. Because and then put it together, like, oh, that was the sound and blah, blah, blah.
See, so I had a blowout a week or two before this. And I just went into the garage and got my good tire that I was going to put on my shitty tire. And I saw my blown-out tire in the garage, and then I went to the van. I hadn't heard the story about the explosion yet. And I opened the van, and here's a blown out tire. And I thought to myself, wait a minute. Did I have two blow? I like literally had to second guess myself and say, wait, I just saw the blown out tire in the garage. Did I have two blowouts? And then I saw the fluid, and I was like, fuck, it was hot. Put two and two together. Must have blown up. So I pull it out of the van, and my wife was on the porch, and I said, Dana, look at this tire. Fucking blew up. And she's like, oh, that's what the explosion was. And I was like, what explosion? She's like, oh, I forgot to tell you. The kid said there was an explosion yesterday. Yeah. And I was like, you forgot to tell me there was an explosion? And they're like, well, they said nothing happened, and they couldn't find anything, so they didn't know what happened. So, yeah, kids, don't leave your fix-a-flat filled tires in the back of your hot van because they will explode.
That might have scared a tweaker
somewhere. Oh, big time. Just think if someone was breaking into your van or something. Well, that'd be the
Oh, dude, that'd be crazy.
Pop! It's like, oh. He would probably fall dead just thinking.
It's like, who's expecting me?
He shot me.
Man, that's the middle of the day.
Yeah. I had a lighter blow up in the stove.
Ooh.
Because someone had put an old, luckily it was like, out of fluid.
Yeah.
But it's still like.
It was a somehow responsible prank.
It was an irresponsible prank.
Yeah, but it was
an accidental.
It was a responsibly irresponsible one because it
could have been a full lighter.
Yeah.
But someone had like tossed their old lighter over into the cardboard and paper pile that we. So I somehow.
I thought you meant in your cooking stove.
No, and I think it like fell into like a Dr. Pepper box or something. And so I put a bunch of paper in there, and then I crumpled up Dr. Pepper. And then I lit it, and I'm sitting there looking at the fire like you do when it's starting to go. And it's just starting to burn good, like you couldn't put it out, and the kindling's starting to burn. And I was looking at it kind of like blankly like you do at a fire, and I started focusing on one part, and I was like, is that a lighter? And I looked closer, and I was like, oh, fuck, that's a lighter. Pop! And it fucking, the door was open on the stove, and it like flashbacked me, or whatever you call it, backdraft, whatever, poof, and it didn't catch me on fire, but it did burn my hair a little bit, because it poofed some embers out at me.
Yeah.
Scared me more than anything, but it was just that moment, crazy, I was just grabbing for the door to shut it, and pow, it was right around Christmas, too, because I caught my hair on fire Christmas a couple years before that. Christmas and my hair doesn't bode well.
Okay, so a couple years before that, another two years to do again, right?
I better watch out. Yeah. Christmas of 2014.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'll have to remember that because Christmas 2011 or 10 it was, I was standing in front of the mantle at the Albany house, and they had some nice Christmas candles burning, and I had my hair in a ponytail, and I kind of backed up towards the mantle, and then there's a mirror right above the mantle, and then I actually heard some crackling. I could turn my head to the side, and I could see my hair on fire in the mirror behind me with peripheral vision. And I went and pulled like half my ponytail.
Yeah.
And Dana's in there cooking.
I always fear
Christmas
that it's
dinner.
Happening, you know, because I mean, you wouldn't even see
and
it.
Bo and Wendy were there. Everyone's laughing. Aha. And they're like, Mom, Dad just got his hair on fire. She's like, what? Oh, speaking of what? Guess whose new favorite phrase that is?
Who?
My little godson.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if his mom says that he listens to the podcast sometimes, which is weird because he doesn't really have full comprehension as a 3-year-old. But he watches some more adult style stuff, and he just is watching.
It's probably
my voice.
Yeah.
So I know I say it around the house a lot. Dana probably, everybody says, what? But he does it super high, and it's super cute. He's like, I'll say, that's no, awesome. You need to put your juice down. He's like, what? And I'm like, so I got my Kindle out, and I'm like, listen to this. And he's like, the song that we have, what? And he's like, what? He said what when he was listening to it. It was pretty funny.
You have to say what. When
I know.
It's hard not to.
We haven't played that for a while, but maybe we'll do that on Friday.
Yeah.
What? But yeah, he's learning. He's a sponge. He's a little sponge. He'll learn anything that you don't want him to.
Well, that's crazy if he's listening to the cast then.
Well, he has an iPod that he just plays like Crazy Kangaroo and Bubble Popping games or whatever. He knows little app games. And his mom had given it to him. It was someone else's that had left it there. She traded it for something or whatever. It's got a Facebook on it, but it's not logged in. I don't recognize the guy's name, but That was kind of funny that he has an iPod and he's three. And she's like, yeah, every once in a while I will be outside and I'll come back in. And he was watching TV and then he'll be listening to your podcast. I was like, how does he get to it? She's like, I don't know. He's pretty smart. I was like, it had to be an accident, but I don't know.
He was pushing buttons till he heard you or something and then just stopped.
And he'd, every once in a while he'll be playing my Kindle too. And then all of a sudden Tagcast will be playing. And if you push to play and then he knows to push home to get back out of it, whatever you played will keep playing because it has that feature so you can listen to stuff while you're looking at the internet or reading or whatever. And then he'll be sitting there playing the game while the podcast is playing. I'm like, what are you doing? Listen. So Terry and Gatch.
He probably sees the picture and relates it, I would imagine, probably, right?
And one time I was showing John and Sonny, former Tape Nose, on YouTube, one of the videos, and I had that picture with the googly eyes and stuff. Yeah. He's like, that funny. Terry look funny. So he has an association with it where he knows that there's a thing on his iPod or on the internet that has our voices on
That's awesome, man. Our youngest regular listener.
Yeah, I don't know if he's all regular, but we'll call him regular.
Yeah, man.
He's regular.
Yeah.
Pretty cool little dude. Let's change the subject real quick because I just saw this and I forgot about it. I saw the story about prosthetics.
Uh-huh.
And it caught my eye because I'm a prosthetic wearer. A Tokyo prosthetics maker said that 5% of his business comes from former Japanese mafia members seeking artificial pinkies.
Wow.
Yeah. Shintaro Hayashi, who runs the Aoi Gishi Prosthetics Company, said he started to see a spike in demand for prosthetic pinkies about a decade ago, and he discovered it was a result of the Yakuza requiring members to sever portions of their fingers to atone for serious offenses against the organization. The finger-chopping ritual is known as Yubitsumi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they did that to me, I'd fucking say, Yubitsumi, I sue you. Sue me. Hayashi said former members of the Yakuza came to him for prosthetic pinkies to hide their former affiliations and make it easier for them to get a legitimate job. Because they said if you come into a job interview missing a pinky, they're like, oh, this is a mafia guy. So,
yeah. It'd be like having the tear tattoo, right?
He said that many customers buy multiple $5,000 prosthetic pinkies so they can be matched to their different skin tones in the winter and summer.
Oh.
I got $15,000 worth of pinkies, please. I'll just take three pinkies. One.
That is interesting, yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, yeah, you mentioned you got the cigar cutter choppers, right?
Yeah.
People getting their fingers chopped off over there.
Or use a cleaver, too. They do the cleaver thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this one former member, he had
it probably doesn't hurt that bad to have just your little finger lopped off, right?
Ask Christopher Walken. Suicide King's that cut his finger off.
Yeah.
But this one.
Well, there probably could be worse pain.
Former member said he had to undergo Yubitsumi four times during his 20-year stint with the organization. And he said that the missing fingers prevented him from landing a job until he obtained prosthetics from Hayashi.
I wouldn't hire him. You know why?
A fingerless dude? Why?
No, well, because obviously he betrayed the who he's loyal to four times.
And does this make sense? That's true. Does this make sense?
They don't even have a three strikes and you're out policy.
Here's a quote. If you don't have fingers, there's no way to get a sales job.
Yeah, because nobody trusts you.
You can't point it out? Or what? It's like
nobody trusts you. Cause, you
a lot
know,
of hand gestures in the sales?
There are.
Okay.
Handshake deals.
Yeah. Just shake my nub. Nice doing business with this shake
my
nub.
They don't. You think after like... so after you only had like seven fingers, people would stop trusting you even in the mafia, right?
Right.
You know?
You'd always dude, you're missing four fingers? You must fuck up a lot.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Wasn't one pinky enough? You never learned your lesson?
Shit.
What are we going to call you? We'll just call you Index because that's the only finger you have left.
Index.
Hey, Index, what's up? That's a funny nickname.
That would be the one you'd want to leave him with because, right?
Don't point at me.
Or would you want the opposable thumb would be tougher to grab, I guess.
I think you'd be... If I had to lose three fingers, I think I'd want to lose these three because you could
for sure. For sure, you'd want your pinchers.
You could still.
But if you only had one left, which one would you want? Maybe even your middle one,
I'd say middle because that way when they got done cutting off my fingers, I'd fucking say, fuck you.
Yeah.
One finger and a fist. That's all I got because I was in the mafia.
You probably got the greatest range to hold on. I don't know. Maybe you... Yeah, thumb would be tough against the rest of the palm.
I believe it would be.
You know? But you could always Thumb up.
Thumb up your butt.
Did you hear about that guy? He had, I don't know his full story. I think he might have been a veteran, but he had no legs. He was in a wheelchair, and he went out to get the some dogs. They happened to be pit bulls. I'm not saying anything breed wise here. They just happened to be pit bulls.
Yeah.
But he went. He saw. I think he saw them loose, and he went to like corral them, you know, so that they didn't hurt any children or, you know.
Right.
The dog's on the loose. General, it doesn't matter the breed. That's what I'm saying. But they actually killed him.
Killed?
Yeah, they attacked him, and once he was on the ground, they just mangled him, I guess.
Huh.
And he ended up dying.
Wow.
Pretty crazy story.
You got a lot of death stories today.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty crazy story, though, isn't it?
It is. It's Wed Death Day.
Yeah.
Wed Death Day.
But that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that is.
But it could happen, you know, any breed dog. They just happen to be pit bulls.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know,
piss off.
People.
We know that pit bulls are protective of little children and stuff like that. But if you breed them to kill,
well,
they will kill.
Any dog you mistreat could become mean at any time. You know, it's how you raise the dog. It's not the breed of the dog.
That's right. That's like saying you're a bad person because of the color of your skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how you're raised.
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of whatever you want to call them, minorities are raised in more poverty-stricken areas, more gang-riddled areas. Therefore, that's just the way that it goes. They're raised by people who don't know how to raise their kids.
Yeah.
Just because of not because of what their color of their skin is, just because of where they are and what their situation is.
Mm-hmm.
And
supposedly he said he didn't want to press charges before he went somehow. I don't know. I was just reading little bits and pieces of the story here. But so, you know, I mean, he understood that too.
Yeah, there's a girl, I don't know if you met her before, her name's Mariah. She used to come out to karaoke sometimes, and she's a big, heavy-set chick, more like a dude, and she's, I don't know, you might have met her if you did.
Mariah Karaoke.
Yeah, exactly, that's how I know her, from Mariah Karaoke. Damn!
That's funny.
And she had a pit bull, and her best friend had a little baby, and the baby was just, like, learning to pull itself up and walk, and it just pulled itself up on the pit bull's face, and the pit bull, like, bit it right in the face, and, like, she about lost half her tongue. She was 9 months old at the time, and it was an unfortunate situation. They were best friends, and the best friend's dog bit up the other friend's face, and she didn't press charges, but they had to put the dog to sleep. You know, the dog was basically a beloved member of the family for the whole time that the baby had been there, and there had never been any problems. It was just like a freak accident, and it wasn't because it was a pit bull. It wasn't because it was because the baby was in the wrong place at the wrong time or whatever, but so she recently just,
its instincts.
And this is in Brownsville, and they just recently, this was 6 years ago, and they just went on KVAL or something, the mother did, and did like a follow-up story about the kid and how you can't see the scars on her face hardly unless you look real close, and how she's not afraid of dogs and that they like pit bulls, and just kind of a follow-up. You know, the news people like to do those sometimes where they say, remember that story from when that poor baby got its face mangled off? Well, she's doing all right. You can't really even tell. And she's not even scared of dogs.
That's one of those feel-good pieces, right?
Yeah, yeah. So a little hometown news there.
Right on.
So, that just goes to show
that
pit bulls aren't, they get a bad rap. I have a lot of friends who are pit bull advocates, and they just get so sick of everybody saying pit bulls are bad for kids.
I'm a firm believer in it's, you know, how you raise your dog. I know pit bulls are typically instinctually more protective.
Yep.
You know, I don't think anybody would deny that.
It's just like how you raise your kids.
But yeah, you know, it's a lot of how you
it all raise. Has to do it all has to do with those dried up grapes. Depends on your raisin.
Yep.
Raisins aren't what they used to be.
They aren't.
That's a Tim Hammer joke. Now, does that sound stolen?
What's that?
Raisins. They're not what they used to be. Because they're grapes.
I've never heard it before, but I do have a raisin joke.
Yeah.
But it's more pertaining to poker. Like if somebody raises, I say, you're always raising like a dried grape.
Is it a hair raisin experience?
Yep. Or
hair raisin.
Or if a lot of times in poker, someone will say nice hand, so I like to come up with a little extra. So I'm like, I haven't seen a hand that nice since my mama last slapped me.
Ooh.
Or, I haven't seen a hand that nice since I was at the hand models convention over in Las Vegas last winter.
Since my mama slapped me on the behind when I popped out of her badge.
And if I'm like catching a bad run of cards, I'll go, I haven't had this much shit in my hand since the last time I ran out of toilet paper.
I thought you were going to say last night.
That works too.
That'd be funny. I haven't had this much shit in my hand since earlier today.
Yep.
When I had that much in my hand. It's like, I saw this weird video on Tosh of this lady like just pushing a baby out of her vagina while she's standing in the doorway. And there was like all
that. Old Monty Python movie?
Maybe, but this
was, of life.
This was a real thing, right? And she's just like, she's kind of squatting in the middle of the doorway, just in her house. She's got a sheet underneath her, water and shit's pouring out. Well, not shit, but stuff. And then all of a sudden, she just pops the baby out and cradles it up. And so she had a baby. There was maybe someone was filming, or else it was on a tripod. I'm not too sure, but brought to mind this another story. I can't believe a Minnesota woman says she didn't know she was pregnant until she had a baby when she was running a marathon.
Yep, I read about that.
What?
Mm-hmm.
She ran it out of her. Like what?
She didn't even know she was pregnant though.
Her last name is Stain. She probably left
one. She was 5 weeks premature, I think, or something like that. So she was almost 8 months pregnant.
She was on mile 9 of the annual Grandma's Half Marathon when she gave birth to a baby girl. Her husband, John Stain, said that there was no indication that his wife was pregnant. She didn't gain weight or show any other symptoms of pregnancy. The couple named their daughter Mira, short for Miracle.
Wow.
6 pounds, 6 ounces. Actually, 6 pounds, 6.6 ounces. I believe it's a Satan baby.
Nice.
Her name is Mira Stain, which is what happens when you get too close to the mirror and pop in your zits.
Yep. You get that's fucking hilarious. I
wonder what her middle name is. Mira.
Zit.
Mira Zit Stain.
Yep.
Or Mira Shit Stain.
Speaking of babies.
Let's speak of babies for a minute.
Rod Stewart. Let's talk of Rod Stewart's babies. All right.
How many babies has he got?
8 or 7. I can't remember.
They're not all babies now, are they, though?
That's what I was going to bring up.
Okay.
His youngest, how old do you think his youngest is?
Probably like 1.
2.
2. I knew it was around there because he just had
one. So what's the greatest age between brothers that you've ever known?
Probably Rod Stewart's kids. Well, Tony Randall had kids at 75 and like 20, I think. So.
Wow. That'd be greater.
That'd be like your grandpa as your brother.
Hey, Rod Stewart has a son 2 to 50.
That's it. That's it right
48.
There.
So you'd be 48 years older than your brother.
Or 46 older.
You could be your own brother's grandpa.
Mm-hmm. I'm old enough to be your grandpa, bro.
That's crazy.
Respect your elders, brothers. I'm a sibling.
Yeah, it'd be two generations difference.
Yeah. So
could you imagine like
so
you're
he's
5?
He's a baby. Rod's first son was probably a baby boomer.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about generations a week or two ago, and now his first new son is the new silent generation.
Yeah,
which is Generation Z, because no one talks anymore; they just text.
Hey.
I think that's the new silence.
All right, I get it.
I see things on Facebook that say. My phone keeps ringing.
Language evolving when those guys are in charge of the language with their absence of vowels. But I don't think in our language, you know, because you see those things and sometimes they post it on Facebook. Like if you only see like you only need to see 3 letters in a word to recognize it, right?
Right.
In context. So, you know, I mean, hey, do we really need all those letters?
Yeah, and you've seen those backwards ones and the ones that have, like, letters in places. Our mind is a crazy thing, and I don't know whether I believe it, but I've always heard, and I just heard it the other day, probably true, we only use about 10% of our brain.
Yeah. It used to be, like, 7.
But we've upped the game.
Now we've upped the game.
So could we up it to 20 and just be fucking genii?
I saw this in a post the other day, what we're going to look like in 100,000 years. We're going to look more...
we'll get our sinuses rebooted in public.
It'll be more... our heads will get just a little bit bigger, you know, for the brain, but the rest of it will become bigger, too, and because we'll be farther away from the sun, likely, we'll have bigger eyes to take in more sun, stuff like that, lower brows because of the gravity and the visual thing, and it looked creepy. They looked very anime.
So they showed pictures of it?
Yeah, of what we would look like.
That's weird that you would... Where did you see that?
On Newser.
See, I read an article said, what will human cultures be like in 100 years?
Ah. Oh, this is 100,000.
Yeah, I know. There's a big difference.
Like,
but still, you got to wonder.
Paul Stanley. We're talking Paul Stanley. Fine.
What do you mean, Paul Stanley?
100,000 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, gotcha. I missed that one, a Kiss reference, and I missed it. Damn it. It says, get ready for etiquette books on when it's okay to reboot your sinuses in public and the teenagerization of senior citizens. These are some predictions from the experts on how human cultures will transform over the next 100 years.
Before you say anything, though, isn't there already a call for nose douching etiquette?
Yeah. Yeah. Nose doucher. So it says Burning Man versus Walking Dead. Which way do you think it will go? One of the biggest questions is whether human civilization will even be around in 100 years due to the zombies, nuclear destruction, plagues, famine, environmental collapse. The social landscape might look something like the annual desert art festival Burning Man. it's the default scenario for tomorrow's culture among many futurists. Expanded rights.
Everything on fire.
Mainstream acceptance for everything from gay marriage to group marriage to human-robot romances and even more unusual relationships.
Why not?
The acceptance of cultural experimentation and the dominance of leisure society where robots do all the work and humans get to play.
It's like that thing that they say, if you let men marry men, then you might as well let men marry cats, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, that's not an insulting thing. I mean, are you
familiar?
It just means like, hey, why not? I don't think that there should be anything wrong if a guy wants to marry a cat.
As long as he ain't fucking it?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Well, are you familiar with that?
If he wants to devote his life to his cat and make it official publicly,
what's the big deal? It's just a piece of paper anyway, right?
Yeah.
So you remember that novel from 1932? We did a lot of reading back then.
Mm-hmm.
32. Brave New World. It's actually a pretty popular novel, Brave New World.
Aldous Huxley?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, they're very good. That's 100, almost 100 years ago. And he was already writing about humans being freed from necessity, mm-hmm. social arrangements, turning life into a game and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, reality TV.
Yep.
Yeah.
They talk about new brains, like brain transplants,
mm-hmm.
which futurists think that might be a possibility.
This article about 100,000 years, it says, and this may upset some people, we'll get more skin pigmentation to deal with harsher UV rays.
So they'll be darker?
Yep.
So the blacker will be even blacker? And
no, I think we'll probably just all we'll all look the same, I think.
Huh.
I don't know. This is the picture that we'll look like in the future.
Whoa. They look kind of like zombies.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think some of those enormous eyes are part because they're like Google glasses.
Google eyeballs. Kind of
stuff. Yeah, but we'll also have things behind our ears that are...
stereos.
Yeah, but this is 100,000 years. None of us are going to see that.
Yeah.
100 years.
We won't,
that's realistic.
I won't see it.
Not necessarily.
Well, I did tell. I don't think I'd live to be 145, but I told my daughter, kind of jesting with her the other day, that I planned to live to about 120.
Yeah, sure. It's realistically medically possible.
There's a 112-year-old lady in Russia right now that just had a birthday.
By the time, I mean, think of it. By the time you're 100, you're looking at another 55 years of advancement in medical.
Fuck yeah.
You know, they already know how to... How to shut off some genes, right?
probably
the switches to, like, you know, not have, I don't know, alcoholism or whatever. If you think that's, you know, maybe you could go in and have your craving for alcohol switched off,
or drugs, or a former relationship that's bothering you.
Sure.
Like, have your mind eraser thing.
Dude, like, yeah, mind eraser.
No chaser. That'd be like that one Jim Carrey movie, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind,
or Men in Black.
Hey, do you know who? Yeah, do you know who plays Chewbacca?
Two Chewbaccas, Papa Zit.
Two Chewbaccas, Papa Zit.
Two Tobacco, Papa Zit.
Okay,
that's a Ween lyric.
Oh, I don't know that.
Two Chewbaccas, Papa Zit. Two Tobacco, Papa Zit.
Cool. You're not familiar with Peter Mayhew?
Yeah. I know the name. I don't. But okay.
TSA was fucking with him at the Denver airport. Yeah.
Did he go?
Yes, he did. He pitched a fit and caused a stink. Not even Chewbacca and his lightsaber get a free pass with airport security. Star Wars franchise actor Peter Mayhew recently was boarding a flight with a cane shaped like one of the science fiction's most iconic weapons, the lightsaber. Airport officials say they wanted to inspect the huge walking stick before allowing Mayhew, who is more than 7 feet tall, onto the plane. A flurry of media reports made it seem as though security officials buckled to pressure from Chewie's fans in allowing the actor to board the flight without the cane. Or with the cane, excuse me. But they say his characterization is inaccurate, and that Mayhew was held up to only for a few minutes before he said, "Nah." And they said, "All right, you can go through." So, yeah. TSA fucking with Chewie.
But he doesn't have a lightsaber, does he?
He had a cane that looked, well, no. I don't, maybe he might have messed.
He had the phaser pistol like Hans did.
Well.
Right?
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't say. Yeah, it says here he was boarding a flight with a cane shaped like one of the science fiction movie's most iconic weapons.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily one that he used in the movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if you're a diehard fan, because they fucking jump on Barack when he said mind meld instead of mind Jedi trick or whatever.
I wonder if he would have wore his Chewbacca
maybe
outfit.
Maybe they were like, Chewbacca doesn't have a lightsaber. What the fuck? Maybe he did. I don't know. I don't remember. I thought he had a phaser like Han.
We just lost all of our nerd audience.
Well, no, they can let us know.
Star Wars.
They can feel superior with their knowledge by letting us know.
Yeah. I'm not going to succumb to going and watching it and finding out if he ever picked up a lightsaber or not, but
look it up on the internet is all you got to do.
Yeah, just Google, does Chewbacca use a, and see what it autofills.
I'm going to look up some Papa Zit lyrics.
Papa Zit. Bebop banana, pop there. Okay, so on Monday, we promised we would talk about some new pizzas that are coming out from our number one sponsor, Pizza Now. Well, our number two sponsor, sorry, guys. Complete Ag Resolutions keeps us rolling. So they are our number one sponsor.
They could worked on that little crane thing that happened not too long ago.
Yeah. Fix that up. Maybe they did. But, yeah, kudos goes out to our main sponsors, Stan Cusick and Complete Ag Resolutions. Check them out at their Facebook page, Complete Ag Resolutions slash from Guns N' Roses. No, Facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Number two, Pizza Now, they keep our bellies full. They got some new pizzas coming out and some new pricings. We want to let you know about the Barbarian. It is sweet barbecue sauce, marinated chicken breast, bacon, and jalapenos. And you can also get jalapenos on those if you'd like, but they come standard with the jalapenos. You can make it extra barbaric by requesting the extra spicy barbecue sauce.
I'm interested.
Me too. So that doesn't come out until a week from today. Or is it today?
No, it's this weekend.
Oh, next Saturday? Friday?
Well, today's Wednesday.
Right, so I thought
and
you said
it came
out
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday is the day.
Yeah,
okay.
Give them a call and see if they're ready.
Yeah, because they will like it if you're calling up and asking for their new pizzas that aren't even out
yet.
The
Meteor Man.
One-of-a-kind meteor sauce topped with Canadian bacon, bacon, seasoned hamburger, marinated bacon, marinated meatballs, and a sprinkling of bacon. Just kidding. It's Canadian bacon, seasoned hamburger, marinated meatballs, and a sprinkling of Parmesan.
Yeah.
Now, what's the one-of-a-kind meteor sauce?
It is, I do believe, a mix of their homemade ranch and barbecue sauce.
I might try.
Or maybe it's the ranch and hot sauce.
I'll try it, but I'm not a big fan of the ranch-based pizza.
I'm not either. I'm not a big fan of ranch in general.
It smells like balls a little bit. Like, I don't know how many balls you smell, but if it's been a hot, sweaty day and then you scratch your balls...
Ranch.
And then you accidentally smell your fingers like guys do sometimes.
And then it's ranch.
It's ranchy to me. It's just ranch smells like balls.
We're not a ranch cast.
No, this is the anti-ranch cast. Mm-hmm. We're broadcasting from the farm, which is where you can get the new Farm Battle specialty pizza.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the onions, tomatoes, and spinach, but...
Well, we know we're not a big fan of onions.
I'm not a big vegetable fan.
Yeah, and so the spinach, you know, I mean, it's leafy.
Fresh baby spinach.
You know, you got the he described this to me the other night. It's what he does is he puts the garlic-based sauce down.
Right.
And then he puts the olive oil on top of that, and then he lays down the spinach... So that doesn't burn.
Oh, it's kind of like a layer cake pizza.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you puts on the other toppings. And then the battle part with the bacon.
Yeah, the pig is fighting the sliced tomatoes, the red onions, the baby spinach, all on a bed of olive oil and roasted garlic sauce. $11 for that sucker. And here, saving what I think is going to be the best for last. Anything that says bacon twice, it's got to be twice as good. The new meat market, which it used to be called the Buzzsaw here in Albany. It's pepperoni, Canadian bacon, sausage, Canadian sausage, Canadian pepperoni, and seasoned hamburger.
Uh-huh.
Some of that stuff I made up, but...
Yeah, it's daily. Daily they make their taco meat.
Oh.
With the taco seasonings.
Oh, that's the seasoned hamburger?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's seasoned hamburger. It's the hamburger without the taco seasoning.
Ah. Okay.
But it's still
seasoned somewhat.
But it's not taco seasoning.
Right, it's salt and pepper, probably.
Salt and pepper.
A little Lowry's. Some Lowry's
seasoned
salt.
I would imagine you could if you wanted to get the taco seasoned hamburger. You could probably just ask for it.
Yeah,
or maybe it is the same thing.
I don't know. Just call them and ask because they love to be asked questions. Because that pizza now,
man.
No question is a dumb question. The only question that's dumb is the question you don't ask. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we're giving a little extended shout out because they got some new stuff coming out and they're good to us down there at Pizza Now. So check them out. They're ready when you are. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. 1705 Southeast Hill Street here in Albany. Always expect the freshest from there. Their dough is made fresh daily. Their mozzarella cheese is shredded daily. Homemade sauce, all natural ingredients, no MSG. Usually no weight on the large pepperoni or cheese. Mm-hmm. A delivery is available, a $250 fee with a $15 minimum order. You can follow them on Facebook and Twitter for deals, specials, and giveaways. That's pizza-now.com, facebook.com/pizzanowalbany, and Twitter is @pizzanow1. So check those guys out. Chris Salmon and the crew.
A coupon that came around in the mail that said you could get free, or there's something about a pint glass.
Oh, cool.
And so they got a very limited number of the 2012 collector's pint glasses left. They're going to do it again this year with another 2013 thing. So it's already a collectible thing. You'll want in on the ground floor of that, because once they're gone, they're gone.
Those guys are open more than 85 hours a week. 7 days a week, 10:30 to 11. Wait, that's only a half hour. No, 10:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. So if you like pizza for a late breakfast, 10:30 a.m.
If you got an 11 o'clock lunch at your work and you want pizza there at 11 o'clock.
now
instead of 11:30 like some pizza places, because they open at about 11. Your lunch is at 11. You got to wait for them to actually by 11:30.
Don't even get me started.
Pizza and, now they deliver by 11.
And they don't even just do pizza. They do the cheese bread with garlic, jalapeno, bacon, pepperoni. They got breadsticks. Pizza bites. Oh, those are so good. Freshly made dough stuffed with cheese, pepperoni, and pizza sauce covered with parmesan and buttery garlic.
Yeah.
With a thing of marinara. They got wings.
Now boneless wings, too.
Yep. Baked wings tossed in your choice of sauce, including Asian chili, mango, habanero, teriyaki. I like that because it's got my name. Yep. Bacon, honey mustard, some lemon pepper, and the traditional barbecue, spicy barbecue, buffalo, all that good stuff. And they even got salads.
Yeah. Yeah, that salad. It's big enough for two, and it's only $4.
Yeah.
And it's got some mozzarella on there.
Can't talk about pizza now without mentioning the porcupine. That's my favorite. Pulled pork marinated in our sweet barbecue sauce with some fresh pineapple, minus the crisp red onions in my case. And so go check them out if you're looking for pizza now.
They're ready when you
I want the meat monster with the barbecue sauce and every single meat.
Oh, God.
And that'll be their first $19 pizza.
When we get pizza today, it's going to be so good because I didn't eat. Oh, I ate breakfast, but then I didn't eat. And then, like, we've been talking about it.
Oh, man.
I think my mouth is, I'm got cotton mouth, but it's starting to water little pieces of cotton into my mouth. So, yeah. So we hope you guys have a wonderful Wednesday. We might as well just get out of here. Oh, wait. We've missed a couple things. That's right. Don't get scared, Hans. We will get to you.
I'm gonna Hans.
I wanted to mention that today, and I might do this every day from now on if they're funny enough, but this one isn't funny, but it's National Machine Day, and without machines, you would not be hearing us right now. So I figured that was good enough to mention the National Machine Day. If without the machine, there'd be no ghosts in
sure.
it. There'd be no internets.
Uh-huh.
I was just listening to Ghost in the Machine not too long ago by the Police.
What about you wouldn't have that movie, The Machinist?
That's right.
Which is a
man, he looks rough in that, doesn't he?
Dude, it is...
Christian Bale?
It is as or more...
I need to watch that again.
It is more... What's the... Under... Underappreciated
roles.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, as American Psycho, remember how that one came out and it was a great role, great movie, but it just kind of it just didn't go anywhere, you know, and then eventually gained a cult following. I think the Machinist is kind of one of those.
Yeah, if you guys haven't
movies,
checked it out,
that is a great, but you never hear about it anywhere, or it's not. An acclaimed movie or anything, or maybe it is, and I just don't know it.
Well, I think in more of an underground type of circles type of deal, but not as popular definitely as American Psycho, which I've been seeing some Facebook friends recently sharing the Huey Lewis Weird Al Yankovic thing, which is hilarious. If you haven't seen that, people, go to YouTube and type in Weird Al Yankovic and Huey Lewis. It'll probably come up.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's something funny or die.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It was probably, well, it might turn up. Just Google it.
Yeah, you could probably find it on YouTube, but you'll definitely find it on Funny or Die.
It'll be tagged with Funny or Die if it is on YouTube. Yeah. So National Machine Day, and also a few birthdays I'd like to get to. Funniest name in rock. Loved this band as a kid. Still do. Bunny Carlos. Bun is his first name. Bun.
Bun?
Bun. His middle initial is E. His last name is Carlos. Do you know who Bunny Carlos is?
Bunny Carlos.
He's a drummer from a rock and roll band from the Chicago area.
No, really? I'm going to say...
The guy has a lot of guitars that this drummer plays for.
Oh, well, you're talking about Cheap Trick.
Yeah, I knew that trick would give it. It was a cheap trick. It was a cheap flick. Bunny Carlos, 62 today, but he's not drumming for Cheap Trick anymore. I saw a recent Axis or whatever that Palladia channel is of Cheap Trick. Robin Zander not sounding that great on the vocals.
Really?
It's kind of dying. Also, speaking of dead people, Bradley Delp, Boston singer that killed himself with a barbecue. Son of a bocce. He would have been 62 today as well. So didn't know that Bunny Carlos and the dead Boston guy shared a birthday, but they do. And also locals.
Trick started off as a Boston cover band.
A Boston cover band, right? Just kidding.
I don't know if they were Boston. But.
So did Blues Traveler start as a cover band. And the Bone Jars. A local celebrity of sorts has a birthday today. Drew Tiedemann from The Donkey Show. We're planning on making a road trip to Eugene in July, and we're going to hope to get Drew on the show, if not sooner. I think he has failed to book me on The Donkey Show because, well, one, they've been having strippers come in on Friday from the new upscale stripper club in Springfield. And, but yeah, we might get Drew on the show. Happy birthday to Drew. Happy birthday to Drew. And our good buddy Ron Ferris, his daughter, Jade, turns 20 today. Happy birthday, Jade Ferris.
Happy birthday.
Can't believe these kids are growing up so goddamn fast. Ridiculi. Ridiculous.
Yep. I know. I still think that of myself.
That you're growing up too fast?
Yep.
Well, it's understandable.
Yeah. Does anybody grow up too slow? You never hear that as a phrase, I guess.
No, and my friend Bobby Jordan's wife just posted a thing, said it was a quote from Bobby that said, "You only live once? That's so stupid. You live every day. You only die once." Quote from Bobby Jordan.
That's good.
You live every day. You only die once.
Sidetrack, but what's in Hans's CD player?
I like to bring Al back every once in a while. Welcome to the show, Al Minta. Just for a short 20 seconds.
We're going to find out today.
Do it, Al.
What's in Hans's CD player?
Word.
Hans's.
Yo.
Hans's.
Word.
We're going to find out right now.
Wordy. Hans is listening to old school punk rock. I believe these guys are coming to Portland pretty soon. Verbal Abuse.
Ouch.
Great name for an album right here. Shit. I forgot.
Oh, shit, it's a great name for an album.
It's something about your liver. God. Just let me think here for a second. Verbal Abuse Rocks Your Liver.
Ah.
Sounds
right.
Like a drunk punk, I guess. Rocking your liver. And I've been doing a new thing in my house where anybody who is my friend on Facebook knows that I've been posting my six packs of rock from my six disc changer, which is as old school as a record player these days. So I've been doing a new thing. I got my CDs all on the wall there, about 800, 900, maybe 1,000 CDs. So I'll go to it and I'll do a thing I call the phantom pick, where I close my eyes and I reach for CDs.
Uh-huh.
Now I know areas, so I'll make sure to still get like one thrash metal, one classic rock, one death metal, and a couple of demo from a local band. So I've been doing a phantom picks, which is
does your
out
wall
good.
Look like Camelot?
No, the kind of like Camel Little.
Oh yeah,
the little.
But you got the sections. And
yeah, well, but I don't have any of the bins. They're just like all those racks, single racks.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled out by accident, and I was very glad to Pungent Stench.
Ah.
Cool old band from back in the day. Their album called Club Mondo Bizarre, for members only, in parentheses. And they got this cool song on there called The Kleister Boogie.
And the Kleister Boogie.
Kleister.
Kleister?
Yes, I think it's some kind of weird German sexual term.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you could Google it while I'm talking about it. It's Kleister. They say Kleister. Maybe it's IE. I thought it was KLY. Kleister Boogie! I think they're singing about, it's weird, man, but they used to be way heavier, and then this album is kind of reminds me of like Fudge Tunnel on steroids. They've got really groovy riffs and stuff, but they got kind of death metal vocals. It's pretty cool though, so anybody who hasn't checked it out, check out Pungent Stench, Club Mondo Bizarre. They also have a really cool album where, there's two old, severed old man's heads making out with each other.
Ah! Nice, the Lemon Party.
Yeah, I mean, they're in full freedom kiss.
Yeah.
Which is a
congratulations
kiss
to the winner of the Freedom Open, Serena Williams.
All right.
She's reaching the peak of her career.
What about her
sister?
She's
been around for a long time.
What about her sister?
Venus.
And I love when you sing songs because...
I couldn't remember any of the part leading up to that.
I know. But I don't even think when they say Venus, it goes, Venus.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Venus was her name. You got it? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what you almost... Just like,
my gad, she ain't got it.
I'll just say the one word.
I'm your Venus. I'm your flyer. Your desire.
The Kleister Law Group.
Kleister Boogie.
Now you said Kleister.
Yeah, or it could be. I thought on the album it was Klyster.
We are happy to announce all 32 Kleister Nord photographers.
Kleister. I just like to say it more than anything, or sing along with Pungent Stench when they say Kleister Boogie. I can't remember if it's Kleister or Kleister. Kleister aluminum enema nozzles. There you go. I knew it was a shitty sex thing. So Kleister enema retention nozzles are unique medical toys, and apparently you do a boogie to it because they have a song called the Kleister Boogie. Wow, look at those things. You got the Venus. Speaking of Venus, the third one down is the Venus.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's the fun enema retention nozzles. The Venus style. It's 1.25 inches in diameter, so 4 inches in length.
So it's just a plug, right?
No, it shoots water up into you.
Oh, it's the nozzle.
A very popular nozzle.
But I thought it was for retaining.
The Venus is cut from solid aluminum stock. The Venus style enema nozzle efficiently transfers heat directly from hot enema solution to the enemate. 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 Is that a word? Enemate? That's the person who's getting emanated? Enemanated?
No, that's the your enema partner.
Oh, your enemate. Enemate. Ooh, they've got the alien and the alien junior.
Huh.
So if anyone's into the Kleister Boogie, and that's the next thing that came up on Google was the lyrics to the Kleister Boogie. And here's what it says. I'm addicted to my severe rubber queen. She's my nurse, if you know what I mean. You would never believe what she really, really means to me. Her climax clinic is just where I want to be. Yeah, Kleister with champagne. That's my favorite game. Kleister Boogie.
So your champagne nozzle.
I'm addicted to my severe rubber queen. anal flavor is my therapy. The sound of her farts is like a sweet melody. Waiting for her fecal matter, warm and fresh, it tastes much better. Yeah, my tongue penetration heals every constipation. That's just my cup of tea. Her feces cover me. Kleister Boogie. Some might say I'm a perverted, mean, and sick, but I don't care. Fuck you all and suck my dick. Never would tell you what you are allowed to do, so respect me like I'm respecting you and do the Kleister Boogie.
Kleister Boogie.
Kleister Boogie. He kind of has a little German accent there, too. So,
yeah.
Go check out Pungent Stench, Hans. I know you haven't listened to those guys for a while. What a way to wrap up the episode with a nice poem.
And today, in celebrity deaths, Henry Hudson died.
Oh, no. That was a few days ago, though.
Nope. It's today.
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit, balls.
June 12th. Henry Hudson, dead.
God, that's a sad situation.
It is.
I don't know what to think about myself for believing you.
Well, I mean, it was many years ago.
Oh, I get you now.
Yeah.
I got you.
I don't know. It just sounds cool. Henry Hudson.
You're a clever little Kleister.
Hey-o.
Hey, you guys, thanks for listening, and have a happy hump day. Get out there and do some humping if you haven't done any recently, because it's important to your constitution. Yeah. Even if you're humping your hand.
Hump it, yeah.
Our episode is brought to you by RedTube.com. Go check them out.
Yeah.
Hey, Floyd. Hey, Jason. Jason and Zach Rowe, I know you guys might listen.
Yeah.
Tell your friend, our friend Floyd, to get a hold of us. We want him on the show. Yeah. He can bring a pot of paint from Floyd's Paint Pot.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys Friday. We're going to go get some pizza and eatza.
We're going to talk on Friday about Ace Frehley.
I love Ace Frehley.
Yeah.
That was hard for you not to say freely, wasn't it?
I was trying to
I freely say freely. It's Frehley.
Yeah.
Nice job.
I had to go with the comic.
Fraley's comic.
Yeah.
Peace out, Nookas.
Rock on.
Hey, Taggets. What's happening? I'm going to tell you. Lots of stuff coming up. Comedy, metal, rock. Get out and do something. Don't just sit at home listening to the Tagcast podcast. I know we're good, but give it a break. Tracy Morgan, June 13th, the Newmark Theater in Portland. That's probably close to sold out, but you can check for tickets online. Friday, June 14th, it's the Pantsless Comedy Show. With your host, Mike McGowan, a.k.a. Carmichael McGee. He has since lost that name, but I can't let go of it. Carmichael will be hosting the show. I'll be featuring for your headliner, Chris Castles, one of his last shows in the Eugene area before he relocates to Austin. Also in Eugene at the Wow Hall on June 20th, it's Pauly Shore performing Biodome in its entirety. Just kidding, but he'll probably tell a joke or two. June 23rd, it's the Tagcast Podcast Road Trip, and also the Down and Dirty Dark Comedy Showcase with your host, Patrick Thomas Perkins from the House of Merkins. That's on the 23rd. It's a Sunday, June 23rd, at the Ash Street Saloon. $5 suggested donation, or free if you're broke. June 21st, that's Lynyrd Skynyrd and Bad Company. I don't know why I keep telling you that, but go see them if you want. I have no interest in going to that show. Machine Head's going to be playing in Portland, a one-off of sorts. They're doing three shows before they headline their whole tour. They chose Portland for one of those three, and they got three local bands opening for them. Separation of Sanity, Proven, and American Roulette at the Hawthorne Theater opening for Machine Head June 26th. Should be a good show. A good show. Sunday, June 30th, it's the third installment of Bleepin' Funny with your hostess, Leanne Joshua. That's at Sam Bond's Garage. Max Brockman, myself, Trisha Marshy, some other people will be telling jokes, and there'll be the improv troupe there as well doing their thing with Melody Dodd and some other people that I can't recall their names. But they're funny, so come check it out. It's a free show. It starts at 8 o'clock at Sam Bond's Garage on Blair Boulevard in Eugene. July 3rd, it's the Rockstar Mayhem Festival with Rob Zombie, Mastodon, Amon Amarth, the Jamaican death metal band, and a couple of shitty bands like Five Finger Death Punch, Fags. White River Amphitheater, Auburn, Washington, that's July 3rd. July 18th, it's Black Flag with Good For You and Piggy at the Hawthorne Theater.
Did you hear that Henry Rollins retired from music?
No, but that's unfortunate.
There you go.
He'll come back, I predict.
He has nothing left. It doesn't excite him anymore.
Whatever. July 20th, 6 Feet Under with Decrepit Birth, Cannabis Corpse, and another local band yet to be determined at the Hawthorne Theater. July 30th, the Gigantor with Megadeth, Black Label Society, Newstead, the new band with Jason Newstead and Death Division. And this is at a strange place in Everett, Washington. I didn't think they're having shows up at Everett, Washington at the Comcast Arena. Didn't even know that place was big enough for that kind of shit. This one's for Zach Rowe. July 31st, Every Time I Die is coming to Hawthorne Theater, brother. You better go see him because I know you miss him every time they come through, Every Time I Die. They're playing with Terror and another local band yet to be determined. Hey, August 9th, the Texas Hippie Coalition is coming to the Hawthorne Theater. And we got some other cool stuff. August 20th, the Summer Slaughter Tour featuring Dillinger Escape Plan, Norma Jean, Capification, Revocation, and a bunch of other bands that end with Shun. Plus, August 20th, also, Wonder Ballroom, Melvins and Honky. So that'll be one to check out. Go do something, you guys. Come home and listen to the Tagcast Podcast at tagcastpodcast.com. Wow, 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 wow. Rock out! Jaden says, rah, 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 rock out. He'll go, yeah, 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 rock out. Like, yeah, 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 rock out. Yeah, rock out. Yeah, get that tick out of my neck.